Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is the 880 All Local, catching you up on the stories making news. Here's the latest from the WCBS newsroom.
New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut have yet to report a case of the coronavirus, but hundreds of recent travelers are in isolation. They're waiting out the bug's incubation period of 2 weeks. Local, county, state officials are speaking out on preparations. WCBS reporter Sean Adams, he's here live with the update. Sean.
Yeah, and it's all a precaution because the CDC warns it's not a matter of if. It's really a matter of when the coronavirus gets a foothold here in the U.S. So in New York, we do not have any confirmed cases, no confirmed coronavirus here, but 700 people are being monitored, eight of them under voluntary quarantine here in Westchester County. Here's County Executive George Latimer.
We're prudent people, and we have to take prudent action, but we also have to be measured and controlled in the way we respond to these things.
29 people are staying home in Suffolk, 83 in Nassau, County Health Commissioner Dr. Lawrence Eisenstein.
We check in with them every day for their temperature. They're in communication with us. We're in communication with them.
Now, these people have to remain isolated for 14 days from the time that they were in China. In New York City, preparations underway. 1,200 hospital beds are at the ready, plus there's a stockpile now of 1.5 million surgical masks. Live in White Plains, Sean Adams, WCBS News Radio 880.
We've already heard from the governors of New York and Connecticut. Here's Kevin Rincon.
The positive for officials in the tri-state is that there is not a single confirmed case of the coronavirus around here, but those same people will tell you it's bound to happen.
New York is the front door internationally. We have people traveling here from all across the world.
Governor Cuomo says New York is doing a number of things. Some will require the state legislature.
Asking for an additional $40 million as an emergency supplemental appropriation for the Department of Health.
As for their neighbors,
Connecticut is ready, and we've been ready for a while.
Governor Ned Lamont was at the State Emergency Operations Center, where he held a unified command meeting on the coronavirus.
This is not a call to make you nervous. It's a call to give you confidence that we're ready for what's going forward here.
Meanwhile, in New Jersey, Governor Murphy says they're doing everything they can to get out ahead of this and be as prepared as possible. Kevin Rincon, WCBS News Radio 880.
Companies using apps to deliver food may not be able to charge restaurants as much as they have been under a crackdown being proposed by the city council. Let's hear more about that live this morning from WCBS reporter Marla Diamond.
And Paul, they've changed the way food is delivered to your door, but largely unbeknownst to customers, apps like Grubhub, DoorDash, and Seamless charge restaurants for using their service as much as 30%. At a hearing before the city council in June, Grubhub executives said the company earned $30 million in phone commissions last year. A package of bills being introduced today would rein in what some restaurant owners view as a rogue industry by capping the app's commission to 10% and creating more oversight through the city's Department of Consumer Affairs. One of the bill's sponsors, Councilman Mark Joni, says the goal is to give brick-and-mortar mom-and-pop restaurants a fighting chance in a David versus Goliath battle. A spokesman for Grubhub, which controls two-thirds of New York City's market, argues its app brings in new customers with millions of dollars in advertising. And without them, restaurants will end up losing business. Live at City Hall, Marla Diamond, WCBS News Radio 880.
Nice bright spots of sunshine. Dappled among the clouds, here's Craig Allen with the Exergen weather forecast.
It's a sign. It's a good sign. It's a trend that will continue through the morning. And the steadiest, heaviest rains are now over Connecticut and the eastern end of Long Island, moving away. Some showers are left over, as we're seeing across the area right now. Some of the darker clouds producing a brief raindrop or two, and then you get those breaks, but the trend will be towards brighter weather for today. Also windier, though, too, high 45 to 50. Tonight, a cold, windy 25 to 30, 20 to 25 inland, wind chill in the teens. So we've got quite a chill in the air when we started off Friday morning, a mixture of sunshine and clouds for the afternoon, and it will stay right around 40 degrees. Dry weekend, but a cold weekend coming up as well.
Stay informed. Stay connected. It's the All Local on WCBS. News on demand for your phone, computer, or smart speaker. Catch up on the news on your time. You can find the WCBS 880 All Local under the audio tab of WCBS880.com. Enable your smart speaker to play the news from WCBS 880 or simply subscribe wherever you get podcasts. Just search for the WCBS 880 All Local.
Vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.